Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to talk some hockey, and we'll talk about it. Good to see you, Patrice, again.
Good to see you, too.
Patrice
Thanks.
Bergeron is here, and Bruce Cassidy, nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Never met before. Bruce Cassidy, obviously the coach of the Bruins, took over midway through the season, led him to the a good position at the end, and then obviously back for this season. How's the off season been so far?
It's been good. Busy. Moved the family up here, so getting settled in and getting ready for another year here, and looking forward to it.
Congratulations on another Selke. How was Vegas? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Is that a good party?
It was a good getaway with the wife, actually. With it was the first time in a long time where we were away from our little boy, so it was nice to be away for a few days.
Yeah, Vegas with the wife, and Vegas is with all your buddies when you're single.
It's two different Vegas. Yeah.
They're gonna be going there now.
Two towns,
part of
right.
the schedule, which I don't know if Bruce is happy, but they're going to Vegas now.
Good bonding opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way we're looking at it.
Does bonding mean you have to keep an eye on everybody to keep everybody close?
Yeah. I'm going to trust Patrice to keep an eye on everybody.
Was that a concern, though? At all with, you know, just the fact, now there's an NFL team now, there's a hockey team now, I'm sure the NBA is eventually going to get there, maybe Major League Baseball, who knows. Was that a concern for coaches, management, GMs? Like, listen, we're going to have our guys and put them in the den of iniquity and just, like, you know, put them with all the sin that exists in Vegas?
Listen, I think they're all adults. They could probably find trouble anywhere if they really wanted to, so they'll have a little fun. It's a little
in
different
Columbus?
Stop.
You can find it in Columbus?
Maybe you're right.
Buffalo?
We need another team out west to balance the division, so there you go.
You know, Patrice, I'm wondering, coming into this year, you know, you guys infuse some youth, you know, into this team, and last year you get back to the postseason, but is there an exciting feel to it with some of the young kids that you saw in this team last year, especially, you know, McAvoy, some guys at the blue line, but still, there's a lot of probably excitement for you coming into this one.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting to see the, you know, the youth that you're talking about that we saw also in the playoffs last year that filled the void that, you know, of the guys that we lost through injuries. So it was it's very exciting, with the veterans and the leaders that we have, the core group, and, you know, you bring in that youth and the excitement of these guys. I think it's a lot of talent, and looking forward to the start of training camp and then the start of the year for sure.
Hey Bruce, when you got the call to say, listen, you're taking over, like, what goes through your mind? What are you thinking about? I mean, just, and then how do you, what are the first things you say to the team?
Well, ironically, I met with, you know, Z and Patrice and talked to them about the change, and they were on board right away. Obviously, we all have a ton of respect for Claude, what he's accomplished here in Boston for the Bruins. But, you know, we went a different direction, and so you're up and running. And we just tried to get a couple of good practices under our belt. Didn't change a lot. There's some solid structure in place. We just wanted to play a little more up-tempo, be a little more attack-oriented. So that was the main focus for the first 2 days of practice, and we were able to, you know, put in place over the first weekend. And I think getting some wins early, guys start to buy in and they trust you, and off you go. So it worked out well in that respect.
I think a lot of people agree with you when it comes to Claude Julien. You know, it's almost like the way Red Sox fans look at Terry Francona. Great manager. Sometimes it's just time. You know, same thing with Claude. He's going to be successful everywhere. But when he did take over, it did seem like it sort of opened it up. You saw almost offensively, I don't know if you guys felt it as a team. Like, it looked like there was more skill or offensive punch in that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I noticed probably the help from the defenseman coming off the rush and you know, having a quick transition. I think, you know, Bruce, the first thing that he just talked about, actually, the first thing that he changed was the tempo of of practice, but also of our game, and that definitely translates into more offense, because, you know, more skating, more help and transition from your defenseman to the offense, so to your forward. So, but that being said, I also think that, you know, when there's a change like that, you look at yourself in the mirror individually, and you realize that you have to be better. You know, there's when something, you know, when you lose the coaching staff, when you lose the coach. So I think a lot of guys did that, and that also helped the outcome and the result after that.
Patrice, we have a pretty unique situation in this town. We have two athletes who are playing at age 40, and they're still pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. And Zdeno Chara and, of course, Tom Brady. You're, what, 32 now, right?
Yeah, 32.
Okay. Have you ever thought about playing till you were 40? And how do you do that? Do you have to change up diet, conditioning, whatever, between now and 40?
That's a good question. I think I'm sure that there's going to be some things that you have to work on and to make sure that you keep and to improve in order to keep playing at that age. We should probably ask Z what he's doing, and I should probably get on that program.
He rides that bike all over town. That's the largest bike in America.
Well, he does a Tour de France, yeah. I don't know.
Has he ever seen him eat avocado ice cream? Have you ever seen him eat? Does he come around with TB12 boxes of food pre-made?
No, but he does have that that diet pretty strict. So, he's probably not ordering the TB12 package, but he's still a very
still winning the pull-ups.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he is, and that's amazing to see at 250 pounds. You know, to so yeah, so
you would know, you want to play till you're 40?
I'd love to. I'd love to keep playing until I get kicked out of the league. So, but you have to take it, I guess, a year at a time and see how it goes.
Can you guys settle a debate for us? That's a very hotly debated topic on our show. And is take the pipe a hockey term?
It's a hockey term.
Referencing anything, Bruce? Ever in your you've been involved with hockey a long time, Bruce?
Nope, have not.
Never heard the term. Take the pipe.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, then you. Okay. Finally, our hockey guys have settled the argument. You just made it up.
The old days.
He blamed it on hockey.
It was regular vernacular in Washington.
Oh, back in the old days. Back in the old days. You were just a kid.
That's good. We got that one up.
We had Sean Thornton in here. Looked great, by the way. He was in here yesterday, and we were talking about how the game has evolved, how the game has changed, and of course, he really fit into his style and the way he played a few years ago. And he admitted that the game has really changed. He doesn't like it. It is speed. As a coach, how do you look at it? And especially when you're seeing so many young players, 20-year-old kids out there that are making an impact because they're so quick out on the ice. How much is the game changed the way you have to coach?
Well, you got to keep up. And it's a copycat league at times. And you see Pittsburgh win a couple of cups, and they've got some young, fast players that get on top of you. They turn over pucks with their speed and their sticks as opposed to their brawn. Now, L.A. did it a different way, and they were champions not that long ago, and so did Boston do it that way. So you got to be careful you don't switch too quick and get away from your roots as well. So,
is Edmonton doing both right now?
Yeah, they're big, and they can skate, and that's ideal. But, I think at the end of the day, you have to go with your philosophy, how you draft. If you're drafting speed and skill, then that's what you're going to put on the ice because those are the players that you're going to build your core around and your team around. If you're drafting size and brawn and more in-your-face type players, then that's the direction you got to go. And I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way, but the game is faster. It's just the way it's officiated, the way they've made the rules that benefit, foot speed. A lot of the hits that are borderline are always automatically penalties, and sometimes 5-minute majors can affect the game. So you got to be careful with your physical players as well. They got to sort of re-educate themselves how to finish checks. So a lot of that lends itself more to the smaller, quicker player. So that's the way it goes, and you have to adapt accordingly, or you get left behind.
Patrice, this might surprise you, but Sean really liked the role of the enforcer, in the league, and he talked about. I'm just curious, your style, you lose a guy like Sean Thornton, and there's other guys, like McQuaid just throwing haymakers at guys, do you feel that when you, and the game is getting away from that fighting style, that guys taking more shots at you, the guys will be running around taking cheap shots, knowing that they don't have to pay the price?
Yeah, I think I always believe that there's going to be a time and a place for that, and I think, a guy like Sean, or like you just mentioned, Adam McQuaid, guys know when they're on the ice, and guys probably are aware and maybe don't do the same thing that when they're not on the ice or when they're not on the team. So, yes, it does make a difference. That being said, like Bruce was talking, the speed of the game is there. It is a faster game. It is a game where it took away some of those enforcers, and unfortunately, but at the same time, you have to adapt to it. There is some players that can still play the game but can fight, and it seems like it's more adapted to them now.
that type of hockey that we have.
Let me tell me if I you been. I think what, a couple. We noticed you were a lefty a couple years.
I don't even
back,
remember, but it's not that many. I can. It's probably three or four. So yeah. Yeah.
Is it, do you think, based on the concerns, like you see in a lot of sports, safety, head injuries? Do you think, Bruce, that that's where the game is going? Just to remove it altogether, just been a slow bleeding out of it, and eventually that's where it's going to end.
Well, yeah, the fighting part of it, but there's a lot of injuries with concussions on hits that are blindside hits too as well. So I would say I wouldn't always relate the concussions to the old pugilistic ways. I mean, nowadays when guys are so much faster and can finish their checks at a higher rate of speed too, you got to be careful with the concussion. So that's just a mindset I think that has to grow amongst the players, having a mutual respect for one another. That's the way I always felt about it. You know, the guy's in a vulnerable spot, you got to be careful. I'm not saying you pass up good, clean hits, because that's part of the game, and there's always a bit of that intimidation factor that if your head's down, you're going to get hit. But by the same token, you have to have a respect for the player, and I think that's, you know, that's where the younger generation, I hope, has learns from the older, you know, I want to call Patrice older, but the generation that's already, you know, built their resumes and accomplished a lot in the league and shows that mutual respect for one another. Because I think that's a big learning point.
Is there something, if you could add to the game to make it better, that you've seen, game change, clock management, whatever, what do you think it would be?
Boy, that's interesting. I'm not a huge fan of the offside rule, the way it's evolved. I don't want to get myself in trouble because I know they're trying to make the right call every time, but I think they can tinker with that. I think it takes away from the, you know, there's a goal scored, and all of a sudden one of the beauties of hockey is the speed of the game, how fast things happen, and the in-house crowd, and all of a sudden now you're waiting to see with a review, is it a goal, is it not a goal? I think it's taken away from the speed and the excitement of the game, and no, I'm not assigning blame. I'm just saying let's try to make it better.
Yeah, but Bruce, why can't they do it this way? If that pass leads to the goal, it's 2-on-1 break or something like that, that pass leads to the goal, maybe then you can go back and review the offside. The problem I have with it is you take the puck into the zone, you're in the zone for 45 seconds. So the puck's moving around. Now you can go all the way back to the video from a minute before and suddenly say, no goal.
Well, like a lot
of, does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's like a lot of rules. Things come up, you know, that you maybe you don't plan for, and all of a sudden it's like, geez, did we do this the right way? So I think that's probably, I'm sure it's been discussed, and how they're going to implement it over time, I don't know. But I think that's something that enough people have said, hey, how can we make this better? And I don't disagree with you at all. There's probably a way to make it a little more, hey, concise. If it impacts the goal immediately, maybe we wave it off. If it doesn't, there's a change of possession, we should look at that. And I imagine they will at some point.
You know, Patrice, in baseball, they kind of look at extra inning games during the regular season. It's a long season, right? So how do we kind of avoid this? In hockey, obviously, you have the shootout. Do the players like the shootout? Or would, because, I mean, they don't want to play 2 or 3 extra overtimes, but is the shootout a good way to end your game?
I'd rather finish it in overtime, obviously. But then do you play, you know, until...
Yeah, 3-4 overtimes,
yeah, exactly,
and you got to go to Chicago the next game.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. So that's where you have to find that balance. And at some point, the game's got to end because, you know, it's a regular season. But I'd rather see you know, something different than the shootout. I don't mind it, but I'm not a huge fan of it. I think definitely the 3-on-3 overtime has changed a little bit of that, because it's exciting, and there's a lot more goals being scored before we go into the shootout. So I like what they did with that, but that being said, you know, I don't necessarily love the shootout. No,
you like 3-on-3?
I do. I do like it. Yeah, I think it's exciting for the fans. You have to find different ways to play it. It's not the same, obviously. It's so much room, so much ice out there. So it's, you can create a lot more. You can use your imagination and whatnot. So you can, you know, it's fun.
And Bruce, that's kind of valuable when you get guys like Torrey, you know, or McAvoy even, you know, these offensive minded defensemen that are quick, you know, and 3-on-3, obviously.
Yeah, I think every team has their skills. Players, and you might surprise you what teams have the best record at the end of the day in those overtimes. So I think it's exciting for the fans, a 3-on-3, because let's face it, you're trading chances. You're up and down the ice. The guys on the ice are not thinking. Yeah, they're not thinking defense, and they want to win the game and be the guy. So I think it's made the game more exciting, at least the overtime part.
So we'll leave you with this. What does this team look like this upcoming season? You're integrating a lot of young kids. You had the developmental camp. What does it look like when you finally...
Well, it's going to look a lot like last year, because we were trying to build from what we had last year. We didn't lose a lot of players, and we didn't add a lot of players in that respect, couple each way, and we're hoping to add now some of the people that have been in the pipeline or drafted. And without, you know, saying it's going to be this, you know, you've got Bjork, you've got Hine, and you've got DeBrusnich and all these younger kids that are, they're highly touted. Which one can handle it? You know, will Frank Vatrano grow his game? On the back end, you've got, you know, Carlo going to his second year, did a great job, and McAvoy is a young guy. So we're hoping to integrate some of that youth with great leadership from Patrice and Z and Kretsch and Adam and a number of our guys. Then that's what it should look like. And if we can pick up where we left off last year at the end of the regular season, where we're defending very well and increasing our scoring, then I think we've got a great outlook to the year.
We really appreciate you guys coming over here today. You've always been here for the Jimmy Fund. I know Charlie Jacobs is coming here this afternoon, but Patrice, you've always been around anytime we've needed you, and it's great meeting you, and thank you for coming over here. We really appreciate it. And
yeah,
hopefully Bruins fans will now get to the phones and ring it up or text.
Well, yeah, or and if you need a goalie, if you're in a pinch, I'm a goaltender. I was a goaltender. We had a test.
You had a bunch of 13-year-old kids shooting on you.
I knocked every shot away. Every single shot. Bam. 13-year-old, 10-year-old. Like
13, 14-year-old.
The intimidation factor
You're
was
too
much
big.
They'll pass. They'll pass. Right? They'll pass.
We'll keep that in mind.
Look,
hey, the goalies are bigger guys now. Much bigger than they used to be.
I just sit there and, like, I don't have to skate, right? What's the big deal?
Yeah, you have to skate a little bit.
What?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck sitting here on knees. Patrice, great seeing you. Bruce,
great
seeing
you.
Thank
you very
much.
Thanks very much for having us on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.